with another farm, family, or food-related Illinois destination you might enjoy, I'm Carrie Muling for RFD Town & Country Partners. Grapes are not needed at Pomona Winery in far southern Illinois, owner George Micah explains.
We specialize here in non-grape wines. We've never once used a grape at the Pomona Winery. We use local fruit as much as possible. I'd say 99% of our fruit comes from within 25 miles of the winery, and we take a great deal of pride in making every drop of wine right here on site. So we do produce an honest-to-goodness local product. We have a broad range of wines. They start dry and light, and then as we go down our wine list, they get sweeter. And for $4, we'll take a visitor for a guided tour of all 10 of our wines. That will include food pairing recommendations and recipe ideas, answers to questions, and our hope is to both entertain and inform. We don't have other entertainment. We don't have music. We don't serve food, and we don't have beer.
Micah says they didn't have a vineyard when they began the winery and didn't want to wait for one to grow.
We really had no ability to make that sort of a capital investment or that sort of time investment in waiting 2 or 3 years before we had a grape crop. And at that time, we were also holding an annual festival here. We didn't have a winery here. We just lived here. And we had an annual festival called the Big Squeeze. And we used to get together with 100 of our closest friends and maybe 100 bushels of apples and a couple of old-timey cider mills with hand grinders and big basket presses with big screws that you turn to squeeze the juice out. And we made about 300 gallons of apple juice every year at that Big Squeeze. And we started making wine out of some of that apple juice. And we felt that it was possibly a very viable commercial product. And after making wine as amateurs for about 10 years, we started making wine from what we had available, apples. And then a little bit later on, we went into some blueberries, strawberries, and blackberries. Now, those fruits come from local U-Pick operations, and the apples come usually from Flam Orchard.
Pomona Winery is part of the Shawnee Hills Wine Trail.
We're open from 10 till 5 every day of the week except Sunday. Then we don't open until noon. If you want to come to the Pomona Winery, go to Murfreesboro and go south on Highway 127 until you see the blue Department of Transportation sign, and it says Pomona Winery, 10 miles to the right. And from there, you just follow the signs to the winery. It really is 10 miles. It seems a whole lot more like 30. So it's always a good idea to check your odometer.
For more information, visit PomonaWinery.com. For RFD Town & Country Partners, I'm Carrie Muling.